Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. This is your weekly dose of the news that matters on the markets with your host, the Finance Ghost. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is proudly brought to you by Mazars, a leading international audit, tax, and advisory firm with a national footprint within South Africa. We kick off with Transaction Capital, a company that has certainly had a really busy time. The headlines have been buzzing with the We Buy Cars activity as the group prepares for its listing in mid-April. Transaction Capital really did need that buzz, as the idea was to sell down a significant portion of the stake and raise money accordingly. That capital would then be used to help repair the Transaction Capital balance sheet. The good news is that the market is indeed excited about We Buy Cars and is willing to buy shares directly in the company. The bad news is that the price was not as high as Transaction Capital had hoped, although I still think they got a solid outcome from the placement of We Buy Cars shares with institutional buyers. Of course, true price discovery will only happen when the separate listing takes place and there's a liquid market in the shares. Transaction Capital cannot rest on their laurels though, in fact far from it. They have a ton of work still to do to fix the group. Another important step that they've announced is the sale of Newton Australia for 58.3 million Aussie dollars. It's a big win here that 54.4 million of that sales price will be received up front, and the rest only in 2026. So very much a front-loaded deal here. It gets cash into Transaction Capital, which is where it is needed. Another win is that Newton South Africa will continue to provide support services to that Aussie operation, despite it being under new ownership. So there's going to be ongoing income from that as well. There's still a lot of attention on Transaction Capital and a lot of work still to be done, even if the We Buy Cars listing is now imminent. Sun International is embarking on a major strategic push in the form of the proposed Pyrmont acquisition. Shareholders have already approved the deal and regulatory approval processes are underway, but it will still take a while to be completed. In the meantime, investors can digest the results for the year ended December 2023. And there were some real bright spots, like record income and profitability in SunBet and record adjusted EBITDA before management fees at Sun City. Income was up 7% for the group and headline earnings per share jumped 88.1%, which obviously sounds fantastic, right? But adjusted headline earnings per share is actually the number to focus on, up just 4.6%. And if you weren't sure, that's the number they based the dividend on, so that's the one you should look at, with the dividend for the year 6.7% higher. The real story here is single-digit growth, which is solid under the circumstances, but nothing special overall. Net external interest costs increasing by 19% certainly didn't help here, even if debt to adjusted EBITDA is well below bank covenant levels. What would help tremendously is manageable levels of load shedding, particularly for the Sun Slots business and even the casinos as well. The diesel costs really do hurt EBITDA margin, as you might imagine. Thungela was about the closest thing South Africa had to a meme stock during the pandemic, rallying like mad after being unbundled from Anglo American. The difference is that it was based on valuation, rather than just silliness in the market. But those days are far behind us now, with Thungela well off those highs. It is an incredibly cyclical business and it will make you sick if you aren't careful, such as the roller coaster ride. Revenue fell 40% in the year ended December 2023 and headline earnings per share was down 73%. The dividend, 80% lower. There is still a lot of money doing the rounds though, with adjusted EBITDA margin at a lucrative 28%. It really is just a big knock on a year-on-year basis. Where there is a structural concern is with Transnet, with volumes of coal railed to the Richards Bay coal terminal having fallen 4.8% in 2023. This is why Thungela decided to enter the Australian market, where they actually have working railways, believe it or not. The South African operations are still substantial though, and you can tell this by looking at how Thungela spent its capex in 2023. 3 billion rand in South Africa and only 300 million rand in Australia. It is still very much a South African group, even if they are not blind to the risks of being in that category. The OUTsurance results for the 6 months to December 2023 make for interesting reading. Short-term insurance is impacted by many factors, not least of all the risk experience from things like natural disasters. This can drive significant earnings volatility. OUTsurance's South African earnings were down 3.4% on a normalized basis for the period, and the Australian operations were down 15.5%. Group-level normalized earnings ended 0.5% higher thanks to moves elsewhere. Normalized return on equity that fell from 30.1% to 26.1%. Now, I must point out that this is still much higher than banks can achieve, which is why banking groups do try to build insurance businesses. In terms of strategy, OUTsurance recently sold out of loss-making Outvest after they decided that this is a non-core operation that wasn't going to dig itself out of a hole. Where they are focusing instead is on OUTsurance Ireland, which is incurring startup losses at the moment that are obviously unavoidable. Unlike Outvest, it will hopefully be a success. In the meantime, investors can enjoy 7.7% growth in the interim dividend, which is certainly not bad.
And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Wrap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.